Counting the Omer is thus not a simple act. It is to be linked to the Jewish continuum within time. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 114. The Omer Board and Us. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
One of my favorite objects utilized in ritual in Sherith Israel, the Spanish and Portuguese synagogue, where I am privileged to serve as rabbi, is the Omer board, which came to the community before its first synagogue building was created in 1730 in New York. The website of the congregation describes the object. Quote, Sherith Israel has two Omer boards, which predate the Mill Street Synagogue of 1730. They are used in the synagogue to count the 7 weeks between Passover and Shavuot. This based on Leviticus 23:15, which instructs us to count 50 days from the offering of the new barley sacrifice on Passover until the holiday of Shavuot, when the new wheat was offered. The measurement of the offering was called an Omer, and from this unit of measurement comes the name used for this 7-week period. The letters HSD found on the boards stand for the Homer. H is an archaic way of transliterating the Hebrew letter Ayin, S for Semana, weeks, and Dia, days. The boards have been used annually for nearly 300 years, end quote. Counting the Omer, our mitzvah for the day, is rooted in the biblical exhortation, Shiva Shavuot Tispor Lach. You shall count 7 weeks. This count links the festival of Pesach to that of Shavuot, the celebration of liberation of the Exodus, and the holiday of the giving of the Torah. Reflecting, as many explain, that the Sinai revelation was the destiny and destination for which freedom was bestowed by the Almighty. The counting is done by noting the number of days and weeks that have passed since the day that the Omer was brought in Temple times, thus counting the Omer. In a message to the community, I explained why I admire this ritual object so much. Here we have a counter, something created for counting, and it has been used by generations before, members of the same community. Or as I put it, and I'm drawing in my original language, the symbolism is sublime. Our marking the passage of time itself reminds of the meaning of the mitzvah for which it was made. We mark day by day, knowing that others have done so before us. At the root of the Omer, I wrote, is interconnectedness. We count each day by linking ourselves to the count of the days prior, and thereby set the stage for the count to come. As another day is counted, we are reminded that this day-length unit is also part of a week, itself part of something larger. I further reflected that the unique nature of time for Jews can be seen from the very way in which we count. It was Rabbi Yoel ben Nun who argued that for Jews, time is not just a series of atomistic moments separated from one another. They are, he argued, more like unto a chain, so that every point in time is bound up with those prior and after. This is especially made manifest in the commandment to count the Omer, where every day builds on what has come before and sets the stage for what is yet to come. For Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, this mitzvah expresses not only a commitment to one commandment, but the very essence of the Jewish approach to time. He wrote, quote, "We ought to experience time simultaneously in its two dimensions, as recollection and anticipation, as review and meditation, and as quest and search. Time is the experiential memory that reaches out for the as yet non-real future." And then he added, "We not only know our history, we also live it. The latter experience is to us not knowledge of the past, a mere narrative about events that took place once upon a time, but repetition, re-experiencing and reliving those events." And he also added, "In consequence, the Jew is aware experientially of the past and committed to the future, which is a reality to him. To exist as a Jew means to be at the juncture of past and future, of that which is no longer real and that which is not yet real. Our mission is to live in both dimensions." End quote. I remember how impressed my friend Andrew Roberts, the great historian, was when I mentioned to him on the day before Tisha B'Av that evening Jews around the world would be mourning an event that took place so many centuries before. Rabbi Soloveitchik's point is that for us, we remain connected to what has transpired, for we know that it formed us, and we allow it to live in our minds and hearts, and this is true of the future as well. Rabbi Soloveitchik further added, quote, "This experiential merger of past and future, of recollection and anticipation, is symbolized by the process of counting. When one counts, one ushers in a mathematical series, a continuum. Kant remarked that at any position in which you find yourself while counting, you have to be aware of two things, the preceding position and those that follow. For instance, when we count the 33rd day of the Omer, we ipso facto state that this position was preceded by 32 previous positions. At the same time, we know that 33 is not the last station. From here, we will move on to additional positions. In other words, any act of counting embraces retrospection as well as anticipation. I look backward and I am aware of what I did last night, and I look forward and I know that the counting tonight is not the final one." End quote. Counting the Omer is thus not a simple act. It is to be linked to the Jewish continuum within time, one that is central to the way in which the Jews as a people have defied the usual ravages of time. It is therefore incredibly appropriate for a community, indeed the oldest Jewish congregation in America, to take for its own counting of time an object which has been utilized to count time through so many periods of time by generations that have gone before. Thus, as Jews count, they link themselves to the past and therefore live in the knowledge that what they do impacts the future. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.